Case Study 2. Questionable eye care and records lead to large settlement. Brian Muller, claims supervisor, Milmic Insurance Company. Early treatment. A one-month-old female infant was seen by the insured ophthalmologist and diagnosed with congenital cataracts. The physician recommended surgery. 2 weeks later, he performed a cataract extraction in the left eye with anterior vitrectomy without complications. By 4 months of age, the infant was optically corrected with the placement of a contact lens. She returned for appropriate follow-up. Her parents were compliant in patching the infant's remaining good eye. After the surgery, she was seen multiple times and all appeared to be going well. Emergent development. Approximately 1 year later, the infant developed a visual problem in her left eye. She presented to a local hospital emergency department with nausea and vomiting. Her ophthalmologist was not consulted at that time. Subsequently, the infant suffered an acute glaucoma attack and her optic nerve was damaged due to elevated pressure. 5 days later, the parents took the child to their own ophthalmologist. That physician dilated the infant's left eye, breaking the angle closure, so she was no longer having a glaucoma attack. The insured ophthalmologist examined her later that day. He documented that he agreed with the impression of the previous ophthalmologist that the infant had an aphakic pupillary block glaucoma caused by an acute angle closure glaucoma attack. 2 days later, the insured ophthalmologist saw the infant emergently in his office. However, approximately 36 hours elapsed before he returned the infant to the operating room for an evaluation under anesthesia. When he did, he performed a left anterior vitrectomy, a peripheral iridectomy, and an anterior segment surgery for acute angle closure glaucoma. The ophthalmologist did not dictate or transcribe his operative report until 2 months after this surgery. He documented that the surgery should not have been done sooner because the infant was not having a glaucoma attack and her cornea was still hazy. He testified that the optic nerve had already been damaged because preoperatively the optic nerve showed damage, swelling, and secondary atrophy. Following the second surgery, the infant's eye healed. A contact lens was manually inserted by the parents and patching was appropriately performed. Unfortunately, the infant's vision did not improve. She was referred to various specialists, including a pediatric glaucoma specialist, a pediatric retinal specialist, and an expert in EPS, extrapyramidal side effects, testing for measurement of VEP, visual evoked potential, and ERG, electroretinography. These specialists all concluded that the optic nerve of the left eye had been irreversibly damaged, and that there was nothing more that could be done to regain vision in that eye. The infant was last seen at the office of her ophthalmologist 2 months after the procedure. Lawsuit filed. The parents commenced a lawsuit against the insured ophthalmologist, alleging he had failed to timely and properly treat the infant plaintiff's left eye and failed to diagnose and treat the glaucoma and the increased intraocular pressure that affected the optic nerve. They claimed that this caused the damage that resulted in her permanent loss of vision. The parents further alleged a lack of informed consent by this physician. During his deposition, the ophthalmologist testified that the infant's loss of vision in the left eye happened more than 10 months after he performed her cataract surgery. Therefore, he testified that it was not related in any way to the successful surgery he had performed. He testified that her problems were actually due to the lack of appropriate treatment she received at the hospital when she presented with symptoms suspicious for glaucoma. He supported his testimony with his documentation that she did not exhibit any signs of glaucoma during the office visit after being seen at the emergency department. The infant's mother then testified that she had been dilating the infant's eye at home prior to the follow-up visits. She questioned the ophthalmologist on the follow-up visit as to whether this practice impeded his performing a complete eye examination of the infant. She was assured by him that this was not the case. Expert reviews. The Milmic experts who reviewed the case opined that the patient had a congenital cataract and a secondary strabismus, which virtually ensured the likelihood that the vision in her left eye would never equal that of the right eye. Therefore, it was possible that some or perhaps all of the decreased vision of the left eye may have been due to these factors and not due to the ophthalmologist missing the diagnosis of angle closure glaucoma. Further, these experts did not believe that the infant's current visual status would interfere with or limit either her ability to learn or future job possibilities. An independent medical examination was conducted and indicated that the plaintiff's corrected visual acuity in the right eye was 20/25 and 20/100 in the left. The diagnosis from the physician who performed this independent examination was at odds with the diagnosis of several subsequent treating ophthalmologists. During discovery, however, it became apparent that 5 pages of the insured ophthalmologist's office notes had been rewritten to reflect a more comprehensive evaluation of the infant's glaucoma than was in the original records. At that point, the need to resolve this case before trial became urgent. The reviewers believed that this child and her parents would make extremely sympathetic witnesses at trial. Further, the credibility of the ophthalmologist was significantly impaired by the alteration of his office records. The case was settled prior to trial by the insured and his practice for $2,100,000. Case Study 2, A Legal and Risk Management Analysis. Donalene Richman, Esquire, Fager, Amsler, Keller & Schopman, LLP, counsel to Milmick Insurance Company. The Milmick expert in ophthalmology who reviewed this case found the facts very problematic. Although this child's vision was already highly compromised at birth, the late diagnosis of glaucoma with optical nerve damage had serious lifetime consequences for her. There were several key legal issues which had a great impact on the resolution of this case. The first concern of the reviewer was that the documentation in this case was seriously deficient. The physician delayed evaluating this patient under anesthesia for 36 hours and documented that this procedure was not emergent. He claimed in the record that the patient's optic nerve had already been damaged and that the patient was not in fact having an acute glaucoma attack. This was not true. Further, he failed to both adequately document the procedure he performed as well as his rationale for any of his actions. His documentation was clearly self-serving. Additionally, his operative report was not documented until 2 months after the procedure. Such late documentation of a procedure subjects the physician's credibility and veracity to attack both during depositions and at trial. Both his false explanation for his delay of 36 hours in examining the patient under anesthesia and late documentation of this procedure made this case indefensible. Another legal issue was the ophthalmologist's failure to complete and document an informed consent discussion with the parents. The informed consent process by law requires a discussion by the physician with the parents of the baby of the risks, benefits, and alternatives to the treatment, and the risks of the alternatives, including no treatment. He should have discussed some of the most serious and frequent risks and documented all of this discussion. Therefore, this physician not only failed to have an appropriate and documented informed consent discussion with the parents of the child, he also failed to permit them to ask questions and subsequently address their questions and concerns. A good history and ophthalmic examination must be performed at each visit so that patients, such as this baby, are properly monitored. Timely review of test results, other consultations, or emergency department visits are critical to permit postoperative complications to be addressed in a timely manner. This did not occur here. When the ophthalmologist failed to accept responsibility for missing the diagnosis of angle closure glaucoma, he began to finger point at others. He blamed the hospital where the diagnosis of glaucoma was actually made, although it was likely that the hospital would claim he was totally responsible for the poor outcome. To attempt to hide his failure and justify his actions, the ophthalmologist rewrote part of his office record. he claimed that he had performed a more comprehensive examination for glaucoma. Not only was this not true, but it was an alteration of his medical record. By altering the record, he made it impossible to defend the lawsuit. Thus, the ophthalmologist's actions caused settlement of an otherwise potentially defensible case. He exposed himself to potential charges of professional misconduct by creating a false record. If this alteration had come to the attention of the plaintiff's counsel, it is likely a complaint would have been made to the Department of Health, Office of Professional Medical Conduct, OPMC. Attorneys for plaintiffs sometimes have their clients contact OPMC to allow OPMC to investigate a potential liability case. If charges of misconduct are then brought against the physician, the plaintiff's case is greatly strengthened. It is also important to note that it is a misdemeanor to alter a business record. Because a medical record is considered also to be a business record, an alteration of a medical record would fall under the New York State Penal Code. Thus, such an allegation can have a very broad and negative impact on the career of a physician. With the advent of electronic health records, plaintiffs' attorneys often ask for production of metadata from the physician's computer in addition to the patient's medical records. This information confirms when an entry is made or is altered or otherwise changed. In this way, the altered and late documentation would inevitably have been discovered by the plaintiff's attorneys, making the defense of an otherwise defensible suit impossible.